Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The number of confirmed coronavirus infections in the U.S. is now more than 5 million. More than 162,000 people have died. The White House and members of Congress have failed to agree on another pandemic relief package, and President Trump signed some executive actions in the absence of a deal. NPR's Mara Liasson says Republicans are now saying they will support another relief package.
Remember, it wasn't long ago that Republicans thought maybe they wouldn't need another relief bill. But just like President Trump has been bowing to reality, canceling the Jacksonville Republican convention, changing his tune on masks, acknowledging that in some hotspots schools may not be able to open in person, Republicans on Capitol Hill are agreeing now there is a need for another relief bill. As you said, House Democrats have already passed their own version.
NPR's Mara Liasson. The government will release the all-important retail sales numbers this week. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports the numbers will provide a clue about how much economic growth has slowed.
Consumers pulled back sharply once the coronavirus hit, and some of the country's best-known retailers have been forced into bankruptcy. Friday's report will provide the latest glimpse into where the sector is going. The government will also release inflation numbers this week. Congress is trying to negotiate another $1 trillion-plus stimulus bill, and some lawmakers say they're concerned that the added debt could bring about higher inflation. But pressure to pass a bill remains strong. The unemployment rate edged down a bit in July, but as the number of coronavirus cases increases, the rebound in growth is slowing down. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
A shooting at a cookout in Washington, D.C. yesterday left a teenager dead and more than 20 others injured. Hannah Schuster from member station WAMU has more.
Police say a dispute broke out and at least three shooters opened fire. 17-year-old Christopher Brown was killed, and an off-duty police officer who was also shot is struggling for her life, according to Police Chief Peter Newsham. Hundreds had gathered for the cookout in Southeast D.C., far exceeding the 50-person gathering limit during the pandemic.
You know, nobody can predict that a shooting like this is going to happen at a gathering like this. But we can't tolerate these types of gatherings in our city during COVID-19. It's just too dangerous.
No arrests have been announced, and police have not yet offered a motive or provided details on the suspected shooters. Homicides in D.C. are up 17% compared to this time last year. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Schuster in Washington.
An earthquake shook much of North Carolina yesterday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey said its magnitude was 5.1. There were no reports of serious injuries. The National Weather Service says it was the most powerful earthquake to hit North Carolina since 1916. This is NPR News. Hong Kong police arrested media tycoon Jimmy Lai today for collusion with foreign powers. He's the highest-profile person in Hong Kong arrested under a new national security law. Lai is a pro-democracy activist. He frequently criticizes the Hong Kong government and China's authoritarian rule. In Honduras, where several prominent politicians, including the president, have been tied to receiving money from drug trafficking, a politician just released from a U.S. prison is considering a run for president. Maria Martin reports.
Former government minister Yanni Rosenthal pleaded guilty in the U.S. 7 years ago to laundering drug money. He recently returned to Honduras, and his supporters are urging him to run for president. Political analyst Ismael Moreno says this shows the void of ethical leadership in the country.
La pérdida de la ética en la política hondureña.
And also, he says, how connected Honduran politics is to corruption. President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been tied to benefiting from drug profits in U.S. courts. Rosenthal's brother, himself a government minister, was also convicted of laundering drug money. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Thousands of people took to the streets of Minsk and other cities in Belarus to protest yesterday's presidential election. State-approved exit polls show President Alexander Lukashenko is expected to win handily. The authoritarian leader has been in power in Belarus since 1994. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.